my favorite John Searle line in the entire film is when he's standing in front of his home in Mortimer, where all of this was centered, 5 miles from Aldermaston, the Los Alamos of Great Britain. He says a really wonderful line that sums up his life, and that is that he says, once they see it, they want to own it. And that's been his problem all of his life, and he encapsulates it in greed and ignorance, which constantly has surrounded this man through his life. John, you want to address that?
Yes. The trouble seems that once they realized the till figures, the dollars that were going to the till, they want to own it. And basically, let's be frank, my trip just recently to Miami is presenting the same image. They want to own it if they're going to support it. And I'm afraid I have to protect the technology so that the whole world gets it, not any particular group. So we are still discussing how we can solve this problem, that they cannot own it, but they can be involved in the development of it, which will give them a reasonable good return on their investment.
And George, if I may, John, address for George and his audience the patent situation. What happened there?
Well, back in the 63, when they saw the patent application, they rang me up to say, never, never patent this. This is a know-how, and you must not give that away. And just then last year, my back in England and the solicitor talked to the patent people, and again, they said that you couldn't patent it. Then we decided, when the mock-up arrived here, to take the mock-up and meet them personally with the solicitor and the backer. And they saw the demonstration, and they said, yes, you can patent it. You can fill the application in now. But bear in mind that the patent details will be made public, and somebody will have to make it to be able to get a full patent. And if your interest is in the planet, then do not patent it. It's a know-how. Never, never patent a know-how.
Hmm. What do you think of that?
Well, at least that's the only way you can protect the system, because, as they said to me, you own it if you don't patent it, because you're the one who knows how to do it. As long as you keep that a secret, you're safe. But if you patent it, the whole world can get it, and those evil people who stole the equipment there will go to the bank laughing. They've now got the missing bit that's blocked them from doing it.
Yeah, let me ask you this, John, and I'm not going to ask you for the specifics, obviously, but is there an obvious secret to this device that most people just don't know or understand that you have worked on and perfected over all these years?
Yes, people don't understand it because they're educated in yesterday. This is the trouble. The general public are today. They're not interested about yesterday and really not tomorrow. Scientists are yesterday people. They develop and they know all about where the person was born, their parents and that. Inventors are a special group of people who see the future, and they bring the future out into reality. If it wasn't for them, life would be just one continuous day, just with season changes, like it is with all other animals on planet Earth.
Well, that's true. That's true. Are you disappointed, Bradley, that he hasn't been able to get this sold?
Well, I'm as frustrated as anyone else, having studied it for this length of time. There are two things involved with the Searle effect. There's what John talks about in the device and what he's learned over the years, the Searle effect within a device, but there's also another effect, and I've noticed that it's an emotional effect. People observe it or study it or look at it, and it's almost a confounding thing in your own mind to think, this may be a panacea, this may be a paradigm-shifting unit that's going to take us from there to the future, and there's a frustration in that. And I've experienced it myself, and I see it in other people. It often takes the shape of a very contentious debate on different sites when they talk about Searle. You know, you have the bomb throwers come in and the name callers, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my experience with it. I like bringing him on your show here, George. I invite, and I look forward to the people that are far more educated than me to step forward and examine these fundamentals. This is what John is saying. Let's really see if this thing does work.